What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
Got in the old truck today. I'm driving a truck because, as I said in a previous episode, my car was in the shop after being rear-ended, and then they totaled it out, and I haven't had a chance to get a new car, so I'm borrowing a truck, and I'm on the way to work this morning, and all the way in the 23-minute drive, there's a freaking mosquito flying around inside the truck. It's bouncing off the windshield. It's bouncing off the driver's side window. I try to swat it whenever I can, but, you know, you got to be careful when you're driving a car because you don't want to end up rear-ending somebody because you're dealing with a bug in the car. So I tried to ignore it as much as I can. I just got to work. I turn the car off. I'm getting ready to record. The mosquito lands on my hand, and bam, dead. Dead mosquito, and I feel pretty good about that. Let's start the show. The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk. Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. My name is Steven, and today I'm going to talk about one of my all-time favorite fantasy novels ever. The book that really got me into fantasy, the book that really got me into reading. And it's not one book, it's three books, but we're just going to talk about one of them today, and it's Dragons of Autumn Twilight, the first book in the Dragonlance Chronicles trilogy by Margaret Wise and Tracy Hickman. But before we do that, I want to let everybody know that I have a new book coming out. It's called Then a Penguin Walked In and Other Tall Tales. It's a collection of 4 novellas, one of which is called Then a Penguin Walked In. It's going to be released on ebook on December 4th with the paperback, hopefully the same day. That's the plan at this point, the paperback the same day. But what I can tell you for sure is that the ebook as of right now is available for pre-order. You can get that over at Amazon.com or any other of your big retail ebook outlets online. I will post a link to the show notes, but it's important. It's important that you pre-order this book because you can pre-order it now for just $2.99. When the book releases, when the ebook is published, when it's released to the public on December the 4th, it will be $4.99. So if you want to get it for just $2.99, pre-order that sucker now. The link will be in the show notes. But as I said, the title of the book is also the first story in the book, Then a Penguin Walked In. And it's a fantasy story. I'm a big fan of the fantasy books, but I haven't read them in a great long time. And I recently started getting back into them. And this is a story I actually wrote a couple of years ago. And I had started really getting back into fantasy at that point, but not new fantasy. I still haven't found just a really good fantasy novel that I am really into. That I think the closest I've come so far is the Mistborn series by Brandon Sanderson, who also finished up the Eye of the World, the Wheel of Time books for Robert Jordan, who passed away while he was writing those. I still haven't finished that series. I need to do that. Anyway, Then a Penguin Walked In was kind of my answer to the question, what if Douglas Adams wrote a fantasy book? And so I wrote Then a Penguin Walked In. And of course, writing it got me thinking back to all the old fantasy books that I used to really like. And I started getting back into them and I started searching them out and look and purchasing them and reading them, because many of them I had long ago either sold or donated to the library. But the series that really got me into it was the Dragonlance Chronicles by Margaret Wise and Tracy Hickman. Now, I had read The Hobbit before I read the Dragonlance Chronicles, and I enjoyed The Hobbit quite a bit. But the main reason I read The Hobbit was because I enjoyed the old Hobbit cartoon movie that Rankin and Bass had done back in the 70s. Dragonlance Chronicles I read because my older brother started really getting into Dungeons and Dragons, and he started getting these books, and I started reading them, and just fell in love with the genre. It's set on the world of Kryn, which has three moons. And you have a number of companions, a number of heroes in this book. Tanis Half-Elven, Flint Fireforge, he's a dwarf. Tanis Half-Elven, of course, if you don't get by his name, he's a half-elf. You've got Tasselhoff Burfoot. He is a race called the Kender, and they were created specifically for the Dragonlance world, which was a world created for Dungeons & Dragons, but they started writing, they launched it off by writing these Dragonlance Chronicles books. You've also got Sturm Brightblade. He's a knight of Salamnia. He's human. You've got Tika Waylon. She comes in a little later in the book. Lorana, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's an elf. Her and Tika were not one of the original companions. They come in a little later. But then you've got the twins, Caramon and Raistlin. And they are, Caramon is he's like a big Conan type warrior, big, muscly, not very smart, has a very good heart, however. He's very brave and courageous and noble, but just, not very smart. Smart enough, he doesn't need to be building rockets out there on the world of Kryn. But his brother Raistlin is a wizard, and he is a red-robed wizard. And I'll explain. In Dragonlance, not just anybody can decide, I'm going to learn how to be a wizard and become a wizard. You have to take these tests. And once you become a wizard, you have to make this choice between among being one of three types of wizards. You can wear the white robes, which means you're a wizard for good. You are a good wizard. You can wear the black robes, which means you're a dark wizard or an evil wizard. Or you can wear the red robes of neutrality. And Raistlin wears the red robes. So before the book even starts, we learn this as we are reading the book. The companions who live together in this town called Solace, which is a tree town. All these houses and businesses are built up in the trees, and these mighty Valenwood trees, which are just these giant freaking trees. They leave because they are off looking for signs of the original, the true gods of Kryn. At one point, the gods left the world of Kryn because the people turned their back on the gods. And so new religions have sprung up, but these companions set out for a couple of years. They go their separate ways to try to find existence of the true gods of Kryn. And they come back at the beginning of the book, finding nothing. They're quickly launched into an adventure, however, when these two, this man and this woman, barbarians from the Plains barbarian tribe, Gold Moon, who is the chieftain's daughter, and her boyfriend, Riverwind, they come to town. Just troubles stir up because there's this old dude in the inn, and he seems to know what's going to happen. And he sets up the room in a specific way because he knows the companions are coming back tonight. He knows where Raceland is going to sit, for example. And so he's telling stories to these kids about the old gods. And one of the members of like the religious authority or whatever, he comes over and he says, "Hey, you can't be doing that. That's heresy. You can't be talking about these gods. They don't exist," and blah, blah, blah. And he trips and he falls, and he's kind of drunk, and he trips and he falls into the fire, and he rolls out of the fire and he's screaming. And the old man tells Tasselhoff, he says, grab that staff, the Gold Moon staff, and hit him with it. Knock him to the ground, and then we can smother out the flames. So Tass hits the man with the staff. A blue light just explodes, and the man is healed. The fire is out. The man is healed. And right away, the old man, who starts this whole thing, starts screaming, "The heretics, heretics, they're evil and blah, 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 get them." And so the companions have to take off, and they're helping to both protect Gold Moon and Riverwind, but the old man sets all the guards and stuff off at them as well. So anyway, this leads into a whole series of adventures that at one point you think you might be reaching the end of the book, because it culminates to them going to this this ruins of this old citadel called Zaxxaroth, where these clerics for the goddess Mishakal used to hang out. That used to be where they hung their hats. But now it's being controlled by a black dragon. Okay, so dragons have not been seen on the world of Kryn for many, 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 many years. There was this big war back in the day with the dragons. And there was a knight of Salamnia named Huma, who brought forth this weapon called the Dragon Lance. And with it, they were able to defeat the dragons, and the dragons fled, and everything was great. So suddenly here's this black dragon that they have to fight, because they're told that Gold Moon is visited by the goddess Mishakal, and is told, you know, you are to bring my message to the world. The discs of Mishakal are within the, you know, within this temple. You have to find them. And so they have to defeat the dragon to do this. But that's not the end of the book. They go from there back to Solace. They find out that this dragon army, while they were gone, had come in and practically burned the town to the ground. There are like three buildings left: the general goods store, the inn, so that all the evil soldiers have a place to drink, and then the forge, Theros Ironfeld, I think his name, it was his forge. Well, the bad guys are these things called Draconians, which are also new to the world of Kryn. They're basically dragon men, and they have wings, and when you kill them, they turn to stone. But you find out later that there are different types of Draconians, and some of them, when you kill them, their blood is like acid. They eject this acid out at them. Some of them explode when you kill them, so you got to be careful when you kill these freaking guys. So the companions come back to Solace. They find it overrun by Draconians and goblins and hobgoblins, and they end up getting captured. And then they get set free from these elves from Qualinesti, where Tanis grew up. And they're then sent on another mission to the fortress of, Pax Tharkas, I think it was called. A lot of weird names in these books. And they have to go set the because there's this this dragon officer, one of the main bad guys named Lord Verminard, who is a cleric for the evil god Takesis. A lot of weird names. And they have to, he is going to set the dragon armies on Qualinesti and kill all the elves. So they have this plan to go, and they have all these human slaves working there, and they're going to free the slaves and start a revolt to basically distract this dragon lord so that the elves can escape. And then they end up killing the Lord Verminard, and everything is great with the world. But that's only the end of the first book, Dragons of Autumn Twilight. But that one book set me on a path to just so many, many fantasy novels. There were just a crap ton of Dragonlance novels that came out after the Dragonlance Chronicles was Dragonlance Legends, which was a story about, I think it was either a 2 or 3 book story about Raistlin and Caramon, which was really good because time travel was involved. They did this whole, they called it the Meetings Sextet, which was 6 books that told you the story of how all the companions met. They did a series of books just about these different heroes of Kryn that you learned about in some of the legends and whatnot. There was a really great one called Kaz the Minotaur, which was about, because Minotaurs are evil, but this one was a good Minotaur, and just some really great stuff. And then that led me to the Forgotten Realms, and there was this series of books called the Icewind Dale Trilogy, which introduced me to Drizzt, who was a dark elf, but he was good. And then there was a whole series of books about him, and then those led me, and eventually it led me to other books outside of Dungeons and Dragons and Dragonlance, and I read stuff like the Tad Williams Dragonbone Chair. Man, what were the other 3 books? There was 3 books. So, I mean, I'm going to talk about a lot of these in future episodes because I'm really starting to try to track some of these down and read them. The Sword of Shannara, Margaret Wise and Tracy Hickman went on to do a series of books called The Deathgate Cycle. The first book is called Dragonwing, which I found on the Kindle for just $2.99. So I snatched that sucker up. So I'm going to throughout the next few months or years even, because it's going to take me forever to reread a lot of these books, I'm going to start getting back into a lot of these old fantasy books and reading them. Now, the next one you're going to probably hear about is going to be the second book in the Dragonlance Chronicles trilogy. I think that one's called Dragons of Winter Night. Dragons of Autumn Twilight, Dragons of Winter Night, and then Dragons of Spring Dawning. Those are the 3. But then they did others. There's like an unofficial kind of 4th one. And then they did a sequel. And there's just so much stuff out there. And I'm really pumped to get in there and start reading them. And I actually found there was a sale on Comixology that I think it was IDW got the Dragonlance property and the Dungeons and Dragons properties. And they started doing all these comics. And they did a series of books based on the Dragonlance trilogy. And they were on sale on Comixology, so I got all 3 of those collections. The art's kind of hit and miss, but so far it's pretty good. I have some Conan books, some Conan the Barbarian comics to read. I have the first Marvel trade. I have the Dark Horse collection, the Epic collection that once the property came over to Marvel, they released an Epic collection of all the of most of the Dark Horse stuff. I've got this really great collection of all the Conan short stories, the prose short stories from Robert E. Howard that came available on the Kindle for 99 cents. And I've been reading that, and it's got some really great stuff. So I think I'm going to drop every now and then. I'm just not going to do all episodes about this stuff because it takes me a while to read all this stuff. But once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, however, you're probably going to hear about my love of fantasy books. And so I just want you to prepare for that. But Dragons of Autumn Twilight, Dragonlance Chronicles, this was my gateway into not only really into reading, because I wasn't reading a lot other than comics when I started reading the Dragonlance Chronicles. So not only was it my gateway into the fantasy genre, which I only read, that's all I read for the longest time until I discovered Stephen King. It was also my gateway into just reading books in general. And so it holds a special place in my heart. And I still have the original, at least the original Dragons of Autumn Twilight. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and I'll put it out on Instagram when this episode comes out, because it is, most of the cover is gone. It's beaten and bloody, and it's been read. Well, I'll just put it that way. That sucker has been read over and over and over. I have the audiobooks. I got the audiobook somewhere. I need, you know, I could listen to those, I suppose. But anyway, I love fantasy novels, though I haven't read them in a long time, and I haven't read a lot of new ones, but I'm going to try to get back into a lot of the old ones. I made a list at one point of all the old fantasy novels I remember enjoying, and just looking at the list, I can't even imagine how I even read that many books, but apparently I did. And I can't imagine trying to read them over again, but I'm going to give it my best. There's a used bookstore in town that once a month, my daughters and I, we go to the library once a month. We call it our nerd quest because we go to the library. There's a comic book store sometimes that we go into. There's an antique mall sometimes we go into to look for old books and whatnot. There's various other places we go to. And as of last NerdQuest, we started going to a used bookstore. And I started looking through all the sci-fi fantasy stuff, or at least I tried to, but there was an old couple who decided they were going to camp out there amongst the sci-fi fantasy books. They were literally sitting on the floor in front of the shelves where the sci-fi fantasy paperbacks were. And they were just pulling I tried to be patient. I waited for a little while. They were pulling various books off the shelf going, oh, do you remember this one? Yes, I remember. Oh, I didn't really like this one very much. And then they'd put it back. And then, oh, what about this one? Oh, I remember in 1963. And then they put it back. And finally, I said, we got to leave. I can't stand here and wait for these people to finally get done being rude and selfish, not understanding that this freaking bookstore is full of people who may want to look at those shelves that you're sitting in front of. I didn't get angry. Instead, we left. And I thought, when I come back next month, maybe I'll get a chance to start looking through these shelves and grabbing some of these books that I want to read. Because if you try to find them, you can get them on Kindle. A lot of them you can get through Kindle, but they're expensive. Freaking $9 for a paperback, you know, for one of these freaking books. That shouldn't happen. That just shouldn't happen. A book that's 40, 50 years old shouldn't be $9 at this point electronically. I don't get it. I don't understand that kind of pricing, but that's what we're dealing with. That's the end of my episode. Do you like fantasy books? Do you read fantasy books? Let me know. feedback@stephenorelse.com. Until then, until your next episode, I'm Stephen, and I'm just another fanboy. Read some more fantasy. That's the biggest recommendation I could give to you in this episode. Read some fantasy books. Be nice to each other. Just Another Fanboy is a presentation of the Stephen Or Else podcast. Questions and comments can be directed to feedback@stephenorelse.com. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/StephenROr and get instant access to the My Other Podcast, a weekly show about whatever crawls its way into my tiny little mind just moments before I tap record. You can find me on the World Wide Web at StephenOrElse.com or find me on Twitter and Instagram by searching for @StephenOrElse. I also encourage you to subscribe to the show, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with a friend. Just Another Fanboy is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. You can find that over at comicspodcasts.com. All links will be in the show notes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.